Welcome to Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta, for the game between the New York Mets and the Atlanta Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second, the catcher, John Stearns. Batting third, the left fielder, George Foster. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Ron Gardenhire. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Tom Verizer. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Pat Zachary. Pitching for the New York Mets, Pat Zachary. For the Atlanta Braves, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second, the second baseman, Glenn Hubbard. Batting third, the right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Dale Murphy. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Bob Horner. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting 7th, the catcher, Bruce Benedict. Batting 8th, the shortstop, Rafael Ramirez. Batting 9th, the pitcher, Ken Daly. Pitching for the Atlanta Braves, Ken Daly. And now, play ball. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verizer misplays the ball. That's an error on Verizer. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Butler. The throw from Stearns and he is out, Gardenhire applying the tag. One out. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Braves. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Washington for the out. Two outs. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zachary fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a fly ball into left field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Mets nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Benedict reaches second base with a double. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ramirez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary strikes out. Two outs. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Mets nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Ken Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Daly. The throw from Stearns to Gardenhire and they have Daly trapped. The throw over to Kingman, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hubbard hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0 for 1 in the game. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Foster takes first base on ball 4. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Foster moves to second. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Mets. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 1 in the game. Brooks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 0 for 1 in the game. Horner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Murphy moves to second. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-1 in the game. Chambliss hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Benedict hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhier fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Braves 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Gardenhier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhier is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardenhier hits a pop-up towards short. Ramirez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary is 0-for-1 in the game. Zachary hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramirez hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-2 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Braves 1. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-2 in the game. Stearns hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wilson moves to second. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Foster hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Stearns moves to third. It's 3-1, Mets. Steve Bedrosian now pitching. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Valentine hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-2 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stearns scores. Kingman moves to third. It's 4-1, Mets. Ron Gardenhier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhier is 0-for-2 in the game. Gardenhier hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Gardenhier reaches second base with a double. Kingman scores. Brooks moves to third. It's 5-1, Mets. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-2 in the game. Verizer is walked intentionally. Pat Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary is 0-for-2 in the game. Zachary hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hubbard strikes out. 1 out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zachary fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Murphy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Horner takes first base on ball 4. Murphy moves to second. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 2 in the game. Chambliss is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Braves 1. The Mets will come to bat. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Benedict and he is safe. Wilson steals second. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wilson moves to third. 1 out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Foster hits a fly ball towards right. Washington catches it and throws to home to double up Wilson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Benedict hits a pop-up towards third. Brooks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Larry Huisenten pinch hits for Steve Bedrosian. Larry Huisenten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Huisenten hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Braves 1. The Mets will come to bat. Gene Garber now pitching. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kingman hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Garber scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kingman for the out. 1 out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Valentine strikes out. 2 outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Horner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen now playing first base. Joel Youngblood now playing left field. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-3 in the game. Butler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Butler reaches second base with a double. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hubbard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Butler scores. It's 5-2, Mets. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-3 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hubbard moves to third. Neil Allen now pitching. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Hubbard scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Mets. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Horner hits a pop-up towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Braves 3. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gardenhire hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Horner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Neil Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-3 in the game. Chambliss hits a fly ball into left field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Benedict hits a fly ball into left field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-3 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 5, and Atlanta Braves, 3. Goodbye from Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta.